The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to the show. This is Percy here, the host of Generations Radio. And as you guys know, we have Generations TV now on Oceanic Cable Spectrum. And thanks to them, because they love our show and they play our show just about every day and sometimes twice a day. And we've been getting a lot of great fanfare and the stories are coming to life. And we're going to have these guys on soon when we go over to Maui. So anyway, we're here with a new program that I just heard about. And thanks to Christine, who contacted me. You know, we've always talked about families in Hawaii, and we are a family state. But you know, I've heard about grandparents raising grandchildren and the sandwich generation. But when I found out about this nonprofit, this program here, I wanted to know more. So today we have the director, Heather Greenwood Junkemeyer. Is that how you pronounce it, Heather?
It is. Yes, it's not a last name we hear very often here in Hawaii.
Not in Hawaii, but you live in a great place, Maui of all places.
Yes.
What took you to Maui?
I'm sorry?
What took you to Maui besides Grand Cares?
Actually, it was the position. I work for University of Hawaii, and my background is in gerontology, which is the study of aging, and a position became available that allowed me to focus on caregivers of all types. So grandparents raising grandchildren and family caregivers who are caring for their older family members.
So you're a gerontologist, Heather?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow. But you sound so young. Is there an age to be a gerontologist?
Yeah, when about 10 or 15 years ago, I thought, you know what? We have a lot of absolutely fantastic older adults, and they're just getting older, and that's where the future is going to be. So I'm really happy I work with older adults.
Yeah, actually, you know, people know I've been in a reverse mortgage for 15 years, and that's actually the same thing for me. I've been doing mortgages half my life now, and 15 years ago, somebody said, oh, you're pretty good with your family and your seniors, and you might want to do the reverse mortgage. And I looked at the future of aging in Hawaii and in the nation. I saw a great opportunity. I saw a great need, and I took the jump, and I love working with seniors, and I talk to seniors every day. I counsel families just about every day, and with the magazine as a resource, we provide all different topics on aging and resources for aging, because it's not only Alzheimer's or Social Security or Medicare, it's all the gamut of issues. And this one here, grandparents raising grandchildren, is fantastic. So you're out of the University of Hawaii, Manoa. Oh.
Yes, I am. And then I live in Maui, and I focus on local issues related to aging, but I also do work across the state.
Yeah, well, we are going to have to get you to write an article in the magazine, because, as you know, Margaret Peggy Perkinson writes for the magazine.
I would love to.
And we will have to get you in the next issue. But anyway, for our listeners out there that that listen to us every week, explain to us what Grand Cares mean and what you guys do.
Yeah, so we're our program of the University of Hawaii at Manoa, as you said, and we have two areas that we serve. One is the island of Maui, and the other is the west side of the Big Island. The project is funded by USDA, and it's a project called Children, Youth, and Families at Risk. And being with UH, of course, we're focusing on education and helping grandparents who are raising their grandchildren develop tools and skills that will help them grow stronger and healthier. One of the unique things about Grand Cares is that most programs will focus either on the grandparents or the grandchildren. And this one focuses on both the grandparents as well as the grandchildren. And we have upcoming classes starting in a few months for service providers who work with grandparents and grandchildren. So it really is a well-rounded approach that is unique.
I know a lot of people listening, because we're Salem Media here, where we tape our shows, is statewide. There are some pockets like any community that may not catch, but
yeah.
People are going to listen and say, why only Maui and West Hawaii?
Oh, that's a great question. I chose Maui when we wrote the grant because I'm here. And really the only thing that is limiting us is funds. So what we're hoping to do is learn from the project in Maui and in West Hawaii and look for additional funds so that we can use what we've learned in those two sites and expand it to the rest of the state.
So it's kind of like an incubator over there. Maui is a great place to start because they're very close.
Yes. And because I live here, I have a lot of resources and contacts, and I have also worked a lot in West Hawaii, and so we decided that it makes sense to start where you have your contacts. And it's been a great experience.
And so how long have you been in existence now, since when you guys start?
This project started about 2 years ago. The first year was just planning and development, so mm-hmm. we've just finished up our first year of having the classes and doing the other events and outreach. And many of the grandparents that we work with are a little bit nervous or skeptical to come out to some of our classes, and so it's one of those that will take time so that they can build trust with us and know that we're not just coming in to do a quick program and running back to UH Manoa, that we're here in the community, we're invested, and the goal is to have it be a long-term program.
Well, and then when more funding gets out, you'll be able to cover the other two islands that you're
going to be missing. Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. What classifies the grand family?
That's a great question. So it's a family that the grandparents are raising the grandchildren full-time, and there's a lot of uniqueness between the grand families. Grandparents may or may not have legal custody, so some of them may have adopted the grandchildren. Others might be fostering the grandchildren through foster care. Others aren't the legal guardian, but they're the primary caregiver because the grandchild's parents aren't in the picture. So it's really that full-time care of the grandchildren by the grandparents.
Mm. But you see that as a prevalent problem here?
You know, it's fairly prevalent across the country. One thing that I really love about Hawaii is this idea that families aren't just the mom and dad and the kids, that the intergenerational relationships are important. And so that's been that was actually one of the reasons that I was drawn to Hawaii, is that there's so much respect for the kupuna and this idea that grandparents are an important part of the entire family.
Well, Hawaii is a family state, and when people say, what do you mean by that? I say, well, basically we take care of our family.
Yes, exactly.
Whether it is your grandparent or your grandmother or your grandfather or auntie or uncle, actually, and even Hanai.
Yes.
Where, you got Hanai by a family. I have a couple of my friends Hanai by the family on the Big Island in Maui. And, it's just something that's what we do. I mean, we take care, family comes first. And so it's really important that this program is out there. So so now after you've done your 1 year and now you're in your second year, what are the big goals for this year?
So a couple of the goals, we have the grandparent portion in place, which is a six-week class that focuses on some of the unique challenges and some of the unique strengths of the grand families.
Hmm.
So that would be dealing with stress that's unique to grand families, developing communication skills that allow the grandparents to better advocate for both themselves and their grandchildren. So we've implemented that. We've been busy putting together kind of a parallel program for the grandchildren, and we will be implementing that in the spring here in Maui and then in the early summer on the Big Island. And so the grandparents will be attending their six-week class, and then the grandchildren will be learning really similar things. And what we're hoping to see is that when both of them are learning similar skills, but at age-appropriate levels, and then they can come together and practice them, they're more likely to continue to use those skills because both of them are familiar with them.
And does it make a difference on how old the grandchild is?
So very good question. So we are targeting grandchildren ages 8 to 12. If the grandparents have grandchildren younger than that, we'll have supervised activities, as well as if they're a little bit older than that, we'll have supervised activities for them as well. So it's something that the grandparents don't have to find someone to take care of the grandkids while they go. The whole family is taken care of during those hours.
Yeah, I guess you do have to focus on specific ages. You know, as you know, I hope you don't mind. I tend to ask questions that you guys don't, that you may not be aware of. You didn't send me answers to. But as a gerontologist, is this a big issue of grandparents raising grandchildren?
It is something that has been in the media a whole lot more lately, there are a lot of reasons why grandparents are raising grandchildren. There's the mom or dad may be in jail. They may be struggling with drug abuse in Maui and the Big Island across Hawaii. There's a lot of struggle with meth. There's also mental health issues. And another thing that a lot of people don't think about often is military deployment. There's a lot of military bases here in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a coworker who has been a grand family a couple different times because both her son and daughter-in-law, daughter and son-in-law, were deployed at the same time. And then we have other children who have lost a parent to death. So there are a lot of reasons. We know on the mainland, in some areas, they're really dealing with opioid, and that is increasing the need of the grandparents to step in.
Yes.
And so
it's an epidemic.
It is. Epidemic. Yes. I read a few weeks ago that we have seen a little bit more of that here in Hawaii, but it's not at the levels that it is in some areas on the mainland.
Well, we hope we make sure it doesn't get.
We want to keep it away. Meth is hard enough. We don't need anything else. Yeah.
But do you see an increase, a slow increase from, let's say, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Do you think it's going to increase?
That's a good question. I haven't thought about that. I hope that it doesn't. I hope that, but I don't really have a crystal ball. So, shall we talk in 5 years?
Well, we're going to talk every year, Heather.
Right.
But, you know, it's just something that I've always, you know,
I've wondered that too. Another thing that can increase the number of grand families is economics. And so when there are really bad economic downturns, sometimes the numbers of grand families go up. And one of the things that I find interesting and why I haven't really given a lot of clear answer to your question is that many of the grand families, it's not always a permanent position. Like it's not going to be 10 years straight. The grandparents may raise the grandchildren for a year or two, and then they'll go back to their parents. And so we see a lot of in and out like that. And so that's why I've kind of skirted around the question. Because it's really hard to estimate what's going to happen. But we do hope that programs like this will provide the grandparents with the things that they need. Do you mind if I tell you a little story?
Yeah, I love stories.
Okay. So this was when I first moved to Hawaii, and I went to a support group for grandparents who were raising the grandchildren, and I was with the grandchildren. And this little grandchild came up to me and said, "What happens if Papa gets sick? Where am I going to go?" And that really hit me hard. I often think about some of the challenges that the grandparents are facing. Sometimes they have their own health issues. Finances can be really tough. But this young child had already lost a parent and was really worried if Papa was taking care of himself. And so one of the things that I find really important about grand cares is that we are focusing on the things that will help the grandparents to be healthy and strong for the grandchildren. Because there's a lot of stress for children. We want to take away the type of stress that we can. We can't take everything away, but knowing that their grandparents are investing in themselves so that they can be there for their grandchildren long term can help to alleviate some of that stress.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, as people get older, I mean, I have two family friends of ours that are grandparents actually adopted the grandchildren.
Oh, yes.
And that's another issue. I don't know if you can talk about it a little bit later on about the legal issues of that.
Sure.
But,
yes.
It's something that I've just because of firsthand experience, people that I know are going through this, and and it's something that I think we got to pay attention to. I'm always, as a publisher, you know, I get news feeds all the time, and I'm always looking at it down the road, and I hope it doesn't be a bad problem. But with the increase of drugs and the financial world. We just don't know with our new president. Not to say anything bad about the president. It's just that, you know, we just don't know where he's going to be. Even though he's healthy, right? The doctors say he's healthy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
He doesn't drink, that's why. But he drinks a lot of the soda. So anyway. But so why is it so important, though? I mean, is it really the lack of information out there, a lack of programs like this that's important?
You know, I think that that's a pretty good, big question. So one of the reasons that this is important is that when grandparents and grandchildren are supported, it's easier to, it's better for both the grandparents and the grandkids. So when grandchildren are raised by their grandparents, as opposed to going into the foster care system, we know that they do better in school. We know that they have fewer run-ins with the laws, which means that they have less trauma. We know that grandparents feel an incredible sense of well-being when they're contributing to their family. And one of the reasons that it's really important to have these programs is that it's a different family makeup, and so not all of the resources that are available for families really meet the needs of the grandparents. And it's also really important for the grandchildren to see that they aren't the only ones that have a family that looks like theirs.
Right.
And so one of our grandmas, she will tell us regularly, oh, this is just a great place to be together with other grandfamilies and to have my grandchild know that there are other families that look like ours. And so it's just a really important resource to feel like you're not alone.
Well, for the child's point of view, yeah, they want to be normal. They don't want to be, you know, oddball out and nobody comes around, but how come it's always your grandparents?
Yeah.
But, you know, like my son's only 13, I'm 58. They probably think I'm his grandparent. I have a young son, you know, but so I'm glad to hear about this, but Are Hawaii families different? I'm not sure if it's any experience on the mainland. Was this program was on the mainland? Is that correct? Or it started on the mainland?
It's actually no. We're doing it with two different universities, and we're doing it together as a joint program. So it wasn't on the mainland before we started it together. So the other state is Colorado State University. We wanted to implement the program in both places, so that we could see if there is a difference in Hawaii than there is in Colorado. One of the differences we've seen right away is that in Colorado, you know, there's not any water around the counties, and so people from other counties can drive to the classes. And so that's been one difference. There's another site in Colorado that is a college town, and it's a lower cost of living. And so we wanted to see how that might affect some of the outcomes for the grandparents. So because we're with the university, of course, we do the education, but we also are doing a lot of research so that at the end of this, we'll have some good data showing that this is how it impacts the grandparents, and that it might impact grandparents in different ways. And that will help us, you know, eventually our goal is that this will be all over the country. And if we have research from multiple areas, then it's a little bit easier to share with other parts of the country. But so we've been working closely with Colorado State, and we're implementing it the same way in both places.
So it's the first of its kind in the country?
It is,
wow.
Yes.
That's great for
you. And when we were working on the children's program, we're still working on it right now, it's called Grand Cares Youth Club. We were hoping that we could just go out and find this great curriculum for the grandchildren, but as we were looking, there's nothing that's specifically for grandchildren being raised by their grandparents. And so we're excited to have the first curriculum that's specifically for grandchildren in these family groups.
Well, I'm going to the American Society on Aging conference in San Francisco.
Great. That's a fantastic one.
Are you going to that?
I'm not this year. Oh, okay. I wish I was, but not this year.
You've been to the past ones?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I went to one in San Diego, and I went to the one in D.C. If I find anything, I'll let you know, because it is something that we gotta work with. So real quickly, back to my comment earlier, I've heard about this grandparents raising grandchildren issue several years ago. There's a lady on Helen Wagner.
I know her.
She's a big advocate.
She is.
Is at all the Kupuna Caucus meetings. You might want to come one day. It's the first Friday of every month at the Capitol. But she's there.
Excellent.
She goes to Kupuna Council, ARP. She's a go-getter. And she had mentioned many years ago, in fact, we had on a radio show about the issue of the legal issue, of whether, and correct me if I'm wrong, or you can explain it better to me, that there's an issue with not having a power attorney or some kind of legal. What's the legal issue?
Yeah. So until Helen and a few other people were incredibly involved with the legislature on some laws that were put into effect that would give the grandparents the right to enroll their grandchildren in school or get them the immunizations they need. So a lot of the grandparents don't have that legal custody or the power of attorney or legal guardianship.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, until the early 2000s, they wouldn't be able to enroll their grandchildren in the school that is close to the grandparents.
That's
even
what
though,
it was, right.
Yeah, even though they were living with them full-time, it had to be the parent, the legal guardian, to sign for that. And that's the same thing with medical. So they couldn't go to the doctor without the parent's consent. They couldn't get the shots, the immunizations that were required to go to school. And it was just really difficult. And so Helen and several others worked really closely with legislators, and they passed two acts. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but one is the caregiver consent for school participation. And that gave grandparents who have who are the primary caregivers but don't have legal custody the right to sign an affidavit saying that this grandchild lives with me and I'm the primary caregiver. But I'm not able to get the parent's signature. And because they've signed that affidavit with the schools, then they can enroll the grandchild in school as well as after school programs. And legal aid is...
And that was a huge, huge problem.
Huge. Yes, yes. And then 2 years later, it was a very similar law that was enacted that allowed the grandparents in that same situation to authorize medical treatment and immunizations.
Right.
And so legal aid has forms as well as DOE has the forms that are needed. And you had mentioned other legal challenges, and I just want to say that legal aid is really great. I would encourage any grandparents who are needing some help to contact their local legal aid office.
They're statewide.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And they've been really, really helpful with grandparents. And the schools, DOE, has been great about sending out memos to remind the schools of this affidavit and that it's available. So those two laws, you don't really think about how important that is, but those two laws really have given the grandparents without legal custody, but have the physical custody, the right to do things that are critical to the grandchildren's needs.
Right. So, Heather, we're going to take a short break pretty soon. I did want to, because I know you're calling in from Maui, but we want to cover what exactly you folks are doing this year. I know you just started in January, the workshops. I'm looking at your newsletter right now. So we're here with Heather Greenwood-Junkmeyer from Grand Cares, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
Hold on now.
Back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690 The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed, or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up. What we call AEP, annual election period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit elima@lehano.com. or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4- and 5-night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today, here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio, and don't forget now, you can go to our website, generations808.com, and click on the radio tab there. You can look at all the past shows that we've done. We've done many on caregiving and Alzheimer's and Medicare, which is a big topic, Social Security, all types, and Project Donna, and all the different covers we've done. And the February issue should be out very shortly, if it's not out already. It'll feature dancing, by the way. Faith and Benny Agbayani is featured on our cover, and they've been together how many, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And the dance is what really brought them together and kept them together, actually. He is the father of the famous Benny Agbayani, the baseball player. So check out that story. It's a really great love story for our February, March issue. And I think you're going to love it. I met them personally, and they're going to be on our Generations TV show as well. Great couple, great personality, great love for each other. And you're going to love that story and watch it on Generations TV. And don't forget, Generations TV is every other Wednesday. We have a new show. And if you go to our website, if you miss some of the shows, we have some great shows. And thanks to Ron Darby, our producer. He's got some great portrayals of our seniors. He captures the moment, captures the words, and visually the TV is just emotionally connecting. Thanks to Abe Lee, who was on a couple weeks ago, and then my friend Tina, who's from the Bagpipe Group. It's such interesting stories that we've been covering. And thanks to our Medicare people, Financial Benefits Insurance, Vacations Hawaii, who sponsors our radio show and is the title sponsor of our TV show. So thanks to Kevin and Bill and all the people at Vacations Hawaii. I love going over there, and you can't beat the deal. $6.99 or $7.99, depending on the month of the year, 4 nights, 5 days, airfare, 3 meals a day, transfers to and from the hotel from the airport. You can't beat the deal. I go there once a year, and I love it. So thank you very much to Vacations Hawaii. We're growing. Hopefully we'll be much bigger in the next issue. In our radio show, thank you for listening, because I know it's on our YouTube channel. More and more people watching the shows. And like I said, we're going to be focusing on caregiving. And so today we have a great program called Grand Cares. It's based out of Maui, and it's going to be actually in Maui and in West Hawaii specifically. But this is the first program in the country. So thanks to Heather Greenwood Junkmeyer. who actually is based in Maui. Heather, yeah, explain it again for our listeners why, how new this program is.
So the Grand Cares program we're just starting we've been going for about 2 years. The first year was in the planning stages, and then we introduced it about a year and a half ago. It's also being introduced on the mainland with Colorado State University. We're working on it together, and it's a great program that provides resources, education, and support to not only the grandparents who are raising the grandchildren, but also the grandchildren, as well as service providers who work with grandparents.
Yeah, that is so important. And like I said, earlier in the first half of the show, we talked about the legal side of being a grandparent, taking care of a grandchild, having the right documentation for taking them to the hospital. And the biggest issue when I first found out about, maybe about 6-7 years ago, is that they couldn't enroll their grandchildren in school because they didn't have the rights to do that. They weren't the parent.
Right, yeah. Right. So if they don't have that legal guardianship or the legal custody, then only the parent can register their grandchild or their child. Or sometimes, I'm in Kahului. Let's say the grandchild's parents' last known address was in Lahaina. Then that means that without the
district,
they'd have to drive over to Lahaina every day to drop the kiki off for school. So it just is an important thing that grandparents can enroll the grandchildren in their local school.
Yeah, like I said, I found out about it from Helen Wagner here on Oahu, and they were really pushing this, and they passed the two laws. So whenever I see Helen, I always thank her. She's just a mighty mole lady,
yes.
And she's been, I'm sure she's probably helping you guys as well.
Yes, she's a wonderful woman, and it just goes to show that when people have a strong desire and they're willing to make it known, huge things can happen.
Yeah, so maybe the next time you come on, we have to invite Helen, but she's still out there waving the flag.
Yes.
She really is.
Fantastic.
You know? So Grand Cares, I'm looking at your newsletter here.
Yes.
And I know you have a Facebook page, but explain to us, the newsletter comes out, what, every month? Or
Actually, the newsletter that you're looking at is our very first one. Volume 1, issue 1. So it will be coming out every month, the first week of the month.
Okay.
And we know that grandparents get so much information. So it's just a single page on the front. It will have a short article about resources or about something that is timely, and then it will also have the upcoming Grand Cares events, the classes, as well as either where you can find us in the community or other events that are good for grand families.
And where do they get this newsletter of all your events?
They can email us. We email it out each month. They can email. You know, the easiest one to remember is grandcaresmaui@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that goes to our Maui site facilitator. Her name is Christine Spencer. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can get the newsletter. We do have a Maui edition and a West Hawaii edition. And you can request to receive one or both. And we would love to send it to you.
Well, make sure you put me on the email list. It's
I definitely will.
Percy at generations808.com. So we have a calendar on our website.
Oh, great.
And you can go to our calendar, request to be vetted by us, and we'll let you put events on our calendar.
Great.
Our calendar of Generations Magazine is gathering all the events statewide,
yeah,
of different events that that pertain to families and care and 50 plus marketplace.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for everything that you do with the radio show. And I know that you have been at the head of the Generations Magazine for, is it 8 years now?
Yes, eight. It's hard to believe. It's really, really hard to believe. If you ask me, first, you're going to be a publisher. I said, no, I don't think so.
No. Well, you're doing a fantastic job. And, you know, one way that you know in Maui, in Hawaii, that you're doing a good job is everyone talks about you. And so every time I'm with a group of seniors, they're talking about the Generations magazine, and it's just such an important resource for Kupuna and their families across the state. And did I hear earlier that you said people are accessing it even across the world?
Yes, actually, we get emails every week from bloggers, doctors, writers, editors from around the country wanting to provide us with information because that's what we brand our, you know, the magazine started 5 years before I took it over, and it was just Generations Magazine. It was a commercial, I call it a commercial magazine where we read it and throw it away.
Yeah.
Great information, but they read it and throw it away. So we rebranded it in 2010 to be Hawaii's Resource for Life.
Great.
Because we try to plan, when I counsel families, I try to plan to the day one passed away and the other spouse passed away. So we need it for the whole life.
Right.
Because we don't know when we're going to be a caregiver. We don't know when we're going to be a grandparent taking care of a grandchild.
Yeah.
And so we rebrand as a resource. So people find us from all over the world, all over the country. And, you know, we're probably the only entity nationwide that has print, radio, and TV besides our social media presence and our website. And we have a lot of resources on our website. If you go to generations808.com, besides these radio shows, our TV shows, and all the past issues that we've ever done in Generations Magazine, it is open to the public. It's great information. They can always contact us if they need more current information or things that maybe we're not covering. So we're always looking for stories and looking for super seniors and programs like yourself, Heather, to really help the community. It's because we are a family state, we need to help each other out. And there's a lot of great resources out there like yours.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to be a venue for people out there. And so
thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
Well, Maui is one of my favorite islands, you know, besides Kauai.
Me too.
I mean, I'm Hilo too, but Maui has been great. I spent a lot of time on Maui.
Yeah.
My wife likes to go to Maui. And
her
friends from the mainland like to go to Maui. You know, you guys do such a good job of marketing. That's probably why you're over in Maui.
I visited all of the islands, or several of them, before I moved here. And I was just lucky that the position was here in Maui. But I'm also lucky because I get to work on the other islands. And we always try to expand our programs. So earlier in the show, we talked about how right now the program is just on Maui and in West Hawaii, and we would love to expand it. Of course, the only thing that is holding us back is funding, so we'll continue looking for funding. But right now, we started out with just two sites so that we could really work all of the bugs out, get it down so that it runs really smoothly, and then when it gets to Oahu and to Kauai, then you guys will get everything that you won't have to go through any of the learning curve that we did.
Yeah, that's great. I like the fact that you are doing that little small micro program there because, yes, getting all the kinks out is really important. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, are you familiar with the national program, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren?
You know, I work with several different national programs. One is the Generations United.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's right. Generations United.
And they have a clearinghouse for grand family resources.
Oh, okay.
And they also do a lot of other programs with that. They have a conference every other year. And until 2015, every conference had been in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And then they decided maybe we should try somewhere else. And so you were there. They came to Honolulu.
Yes.
And so that was the first time they had ever left Washington, D.C. And I was able to sit on their planning committees. And I just kept thinking they really knew what they were doing to come to Hawaii as the first place outside of D.C. because the people that were attending were overcome by the Aloha spirit. And they also were able to see the unique culture of Hawaii and the intergenerational, the importance of intergenerational relationships.
Yeah, actually the president was here. I believe she was on a radio show.
Donna?
Donna.
Yes,
yeah.
Donna Butts.
Donna Butts, that's her name. Yeah,
yes.
She came to spoke at our Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society event in 2016.
She's just a powerful speaker.
I'll tell you, yeah, she's great. I mean, I spent some time with her after the event, and she's a fireball there. And, I was really happy to see them over here.
Were you at that event as well?
I wasn't at that one. Oh. No, I wasn't.
So anyway, Grand Cares, what kind of impact are you expecting for the state of Hawaii, for Maui and West Hawaii?
What we're expecting, or what we're hoping, is that we will be able to show that the programs are effective in helping the grandparents to deal with some of the challenges and to not burn out, to advocate for the grandchildren so that they can continue to grow healthy and strong. And of course, any research takes a little while
sure.
to get all of that. So right now, really the impact we're seeing is from the stories from the grandparents. So do you mind if I share a few
yeah,
of
oh,
the
I
comments?
Love to hear, I hear, I, we got time.
Okay, good. So one grandparent said, these places are my happy place, or these classes are my happy place. And it was a place where that grandparent could open up about some of the unique challenges of raising a child that when she was a little bit older. And as soon as she said, oh, this is an area I'm struggling, another grandparent said, you know what, that's something I'm struggling with too. So those places were just her happy place, and she was with people who understood her. Another one, I think I shared earlier with you, that she said she just loves being there and meeting other grandparents, and she loves her granddaughter being able to meet other grandchildren. Another one said that the tools that and the skills that they are learning in the classes have helped her family communicate better and feel less frustrated. And she had a teenager, so I know you have a teenager, and anything
yes.
that can help with communicating with teenagers is just priceless. And then one more story, because I love stories. Another grandparent said that they checked on their grandchild late at night just to make sure that the grandchild was asleep. And as the grandparent looked at the beautiful sleeping grandchild, they said, you know what, I need to do everything I possibly can so that I can see this grandchild grow up. And so the grandparent came back to the class and said, you know what, I realize why we need to take care of ourselves. I know that the things you're teaching us will help us so that we can see those grandchildren getting to graduation and becoming successful adults. And so I think that, yes, we're doing research, and we're going to gather that important data so that other areas have the justification to use these programs. But it really is those heartfelt stories that show what's happening to each individual family.
And so what are you looking at doing for 2018? What's on the program agenda, Heather?
We have quite a few. So we have regular classes that are once a month that kind of give an introduction to the six-week classes that we have. So in February, in West Hawaii, we have a couple of them that are upcoming, as well as on Maui. On the Big Island, we have a six-week class that starts on February 10th, and that's for the grandparents. The grandchildren will be doing supervised activities. And then April 5th, we have a six-week class. And this is when we are piloting the first one that has both the grandparents and the grandchildren. I talked a little bit earlier about that the grandparents have a six-week class, and then we've been working on a class that parallels it for the grandchildren. And so we'll be implementing that, kicking it off April 5th in Maui, and then we'll be kicking it off in West Hawaii at the beginning of June. We have regular events. In West Hawaii, the project a facilitator and the assistant, they're going to a lot of PTAs and talking about the program. They are also going to the Kona Stories bookstore. They have regular story hour, because they know a lot of parents and grandparents are going to go there with the young children, and they'll be talking to them. So anytime you want to get in contact and find out where Grand Cares will be. One thing is to get on the Facebook, Grand Cares Hawaii, because we are always posting where we're going to be. You can also email us. The easiest one to remember, and just know that because we're one program, if you send it to one of us, we'll be able to get it to the right person. So grandcaresmaui@gmail.com. Even if you're on West Hawaii, if you just send it there, we'll be able to get you in touch with the person, the people in West Hawaii. So the person or the people in West Hawaii is Ellen O'Kelly. She's the site facilitator there, and she's a retired early childhood educator. She's been with Early Head Start and Head Start, and she decided that she wanted to come back from retirement and do this work.
Wow.
And then Kylie Phipps is the assistant over there, and she is a graduate of Kealakehe High School and just has incredible energy, and she's a college student. And then here on Maui, Christine Spencer is the site facilitator, and she does a lot of the work here in on Maui.
And how many people per class are you allotting for?
We aim to have between 6 and 10, because we want to make sure that it's not too big that the grandparents can't really talk and get to know one another. And so 6 to 10 is a really good number. Sometimes we might have a little bit less. We generally don't want to have more than that. And so we know that starting out, some of our numbers have been a little bit lower, but as word of mouth, as the Coconut Wireless goes on,
mm-hmm.
we know the numbers are continuing to raise.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So last question. How do you, how do people, do you have to be eligible to this, or is there a qualification for this?
So the program is free. The eligibility is that you are raising a grandchild that is a minor, so under 18. And the other is that you call and just get registered so we can get you all of the information. And we'll ask you how to contact you so that if there's ever a problem or if we have to cancel a class, we can get a hold of you. I know that about a year and a half ago, we had to cancel a class because of some flooding here in Maui. And so it's really easy to be eligible. There's no income. We don't ask about that kind of stuff. We just want grand families to come.
That's great. I think more and more people need to reach out and ask for help.
Yeah.
I think they need to identify themselves. So for a lot of people listening, maybe listening, and they can identify with what your program, Heather. That's what's great
yeah.
about what we do.
Yeah.
And so, again, the phone number and the email and the Facebook, all your contact information?
Yes. So the Facebook is Grand Cares Hawaii. And then the easiest email to remember is grandcaresmaui@gmail.com. And again, if you're in West Hawaii, send it to that one and we'll get it to the right people. Our phone number depends on where you are. So
right.
if you're in Maui, you can call us, and that's 244-3242. The extension is 226. If you are if you're in West Hawaii, you can call 322-4895.
Oh, a separate number for West Hawaii.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's more
yes.
local. Oh, good. Yes. So, Heather, I appreciate your time, and thanks to Christine also who contacted me originally.
Yes.
But you guys are doing great work. You know, we keep in contact. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Yes.
If you're ever on Oahu, let me know ahead of time. Might get you on TV.
Okay.
We help out with KITV's Aging Well segment. That's every Saturday morning, by the way, about 6:45 in the morning.
Okay.
Because they're only weekend morning show on Hawaii. But thank you very much. This Grand Cares Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, go to our website, generations808.com. Listen to all the past shows and our Facebook page under Generations Magazine. So thank you very much, everybody. Heather, have a great weekend over in Maui. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having
Alrighty.
Me.
Aloha and live well, everybody.